Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
New York City subways seem to have hit a crisis point this week after the train derailment that injured dozens and brought even more attention to the city's aging transportation system. Yesterday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo declared a state of emergency and pledged $1 billion for improvements.
We need ideas outside the box because, frankly, the box is broken. Standard practices have failed us. We need a new approach, a new culture, new methods to quickly and dramatically make progress.
Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And first of all, it's hard to overstate how reliant New Yorkers are on the MTA, but give us a picture of how much use the system gets.
Well, big picture, I think it's a good time to be based in Boston like you guys. I don't know if you have a spare desk up there for me, but you're right. It's an incredibly essential part of the infrastructure of New York. Ridership is about 5.7 million a day and almost 1.8 billion rides per year as of 2016. And that's up by more than 100 million over the past 5 years annually. And I think the one thing that people outside of New York may not realize is that even if you can afford a car in Manhattan or afford to take a cab or even a limo wherever you want to go, you often find yourself on the subway because it's the fastest way to get anywhere. So this pain of the subway problems is really shared across the board.
And for the record, our subway system is even older than yours in New York, so it's got some problems too. But what kind of maintenance is needed at this point on the New York subway system?
Well, part of the New York subway are more than 100 years old. There are some cars that are more than 50 years old. And what really exacerbated the problems was Hurricane Sandy in 2012, when many stations and tracks were flooded. And that caused corrosion in a lot of the electrical systems. The New York Times today pointed out that the signal system in parts of the subway date back to the 1930s. And without a modern signal system, the subway can't really add more trains to accommodate this surge in ridership that they've had.
So is $1 billion from the governor going to make the difference? I mean, this is in addition to a $32 billion improvement plan that's already in place.
Right. So that $32 billion also it includes projects throughout the Metropolitan Transportation Authority's purview. So that means money for things like bridges and tunnels and the commuter trains that go out to Long Island. So this additional $1 billion is going to be focused just on the subways. And, you know, it's arguable that it'll be enough to really fix all the problems.
Now, meanwhile, one of the places that people who don't live in New York often see when they go to New York is Penn Station, which sees 600,000 people every day. It's where the Amtrak trains come in and a lot of the commuter trains come in. Bloomberg has a story out about the problems there, which is its own set of issues.
Right. New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling this the summer of hell for all the problems we're going to be dealing with. Mainly from about the middle of July to the beginning of September, Amtrak, which operates Penn Station, is going to be replacing some of the tracks there. And that will affect not just Amtrak trains, but New Jersey Transit trains that I ride and the Long Island Railroad. So it is really setting up to be a big mess this summer. And again, it's the same story. It's antiquated infrastructure. And again, Hurricane Sandy wreaked havoc on this system, too. And it's never quite recovered completely from it.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.